The hunters finished their song. One of them pointed towards April and Duck, who were peeking out from some bushes. The largest hunter of the group stood up and approached April and Duck. He loomed over them like an oak tree and smelled like sweat and fur and fire, and was so hairy they could barely make out his eyes, which burned with menace and mischief. He held a large knife in his hand, which he used to pick his teeth as he spoke.
"Excuse me. Afraid you're not welcome here."
April began to trip over herself to get out of there quickly.
"Oh, so sorry, sir. We were just passing by. We are also hunters. Kindred spirits, really. Just hunting down some wild beast. We'll be on our way, straight away."
"Not so fast."
"Harry, seize them."
Another hunter, presumably Harry, who was skinny and small and filthy, but not actually Harry, snatched April and Duck. The big hunter came closer.
"Hunters, you say?
You look more like dinner."
Then turning to Duck.
"You especially look like dinner."
The large hunter licked his lips, then spat on the ground. Desperate, April continued.
"We noticed your singing. It was really great. We too love to sing."
The big hunter seemed interested.
"Very well, then. You can sing us a song. If we like it, you can join us for dinner."
This seemed to excite the smaller hunter named Harry.
Yeah, sing us a song! Hooray, hooray!"
The large hunter, who was obviously in charge, put up a hand to quiet Harry.
"But if we don't like your song, we roast the duck for dinner."
This seemed to excite all the hunters. April turned to Duck.
"Duck, I got this."
Duck looked at her and said nothing.